I believe people want three things. Really deep in their heart, they want three things. They want to be their own boss. They want to be their own boss. Number two, they want to work at something they love, something they believe in, something they're passionate about. And number three, they want to build total financial independence for them and their families, where nobody can put their thumb on you and squeeze you and use you, where you can tell everybody out there to take a flying leap if you want to. And A.O. Williams provided for its people those three things. I want to talk to you today about the power of a team. I want to talk to you about the power of a team. The power of my team gave me confidence. We had so many battles to fight in A.O. Williams, but I always had my team there. I always had my team with me. I always had my team behind me. And my team gave me confidence. As we prepared to do battle, we were together. We were there together. And I always left there with my team feeling we had a chance to beat anybody. Always remember, your team gives you confidence. Number two, the power of my team gave me courage. With my team, I wasn't scared of nobody. With my team, I felt like I could do 100 times more or 1,000 times more than I could do by myself. With my team, I could do the impossible. Number two, the power of a team gives you courage. Number three, the power of my team helped me drive out all my fears and all my doubts. See, the team gave me a chance to be financially independent. Do you know how unbelievable that is for people like me that came from where I come from to give me a chance to be financially independent? I just talked to a stud back there, a young guy that saved over $1 million he's made. Ain't that something? This team, this company gave me a chance to be financially independent. To put me in a position where nobody could put their thumb on me. Nobody could squeeze me. I could tell the world to take a flying leap if I wanted to. This company, this wonderful company, gave me a chance to change my family for generations. Number three, the power of a team helps you drive out your doubts and your fears. How do you build a team? You build a team, a team. A team is one. A team, there's a oneness. A team is everybody operates with one heartbeat. Everybody's on the same page. Let me talk to you about those original 85 people. You know, all those original 85 people, Rusty, were coaches like me and you, or they had played on a team. And A.L. Williams turned the business of life insurance into a game. See, A.L. Williams, we didn't know anything about business. We didn't have any MBAs on our team. We didn't have any professional salespeople on our team. We didn't understand business plans. We didn't understand budgets. But those early A.L. Williams people understood putting on a termite uniform. Those early A.L. Williams people understood hitting anything in the wrong color jerseys. Those early A.L. Williams understood what it was like to get screwed. But you know what? We also understood what it was like to get even. You see, nobody in this country, in corporate America, would hire somebody like me, a football coach with a PE degree, 27 years old. Nobody would hire somebody like me and give me big responsibility and pay him big money. But with my team, I had a chance to do big things, to do impossible things. We created around A.O. Williams. I used to talk to all of those people, Bobby, if you remember, about this unbelievable bubble that we created at A.O. Williams around us. And I used to say, don't you ever take it for granted what we built here at A.O. Williams. We built something where you just felt protected. We cared about each other. It was so positive. Our people knew that you were not alone. That no matter how tough it got, that you were going to have somebody always there to fight for you, to fight with you. There was a special kind of spirit at A.O. Williams. We didn't just like it, we loved it. We believed to win at A.O. Williams, you had to have what I call that Friday night feeling. You form a
athletes, these football players, you remember what that Friday night feeling is. You know, you said, dadgum excited before kickoff, you're about to mess in your pants. See, people won't follow or believe in a negative, dull, disillusioned, frustrated dadgum crybaby. And see, we believed. We really believed. This was not BS. We really believed that everybody wanted to be somebody. We believed, Randy Godfrey, that as a leader, and you were a perfect example of this, that it was your responsibility when you recruited a new guy or gal, that you had the responsibility to reach inside that person's heart, to grab his dadgum heart. Most everybody out there have been so beat up, so put down, they've almost given up on themselves. But it's your responsibility as a leader to reach inside that heart, to grab that heart and help them believe in them again, to believe they can do it again, to believe they're somebody special again, to build a great team. You've got to become a leader, a real leader. That's a dadgum magnet where you attract people like bees to honey.
See, there's two advantages in building a team. I sold this to every person at every Fast Start school. The advantage in having a team overriding dozens and then hundreds and then thousands of people is you build a secure income. That's what I wanted. I didn't want to build a big bay shop or just be in sales. That's how I recruited Bob Turley. Bob Turley was just in sales. And I met him. I'll tell you his story in just a minute. But I told Bob, I said, Bob, I got something better for you. A.L. Williams has got something better for you. You don't want to be in sales because you're unemployed every day. And a big bay shop is just a version of sales, okay? You're unemployed every day. Something happens to you. Man, your business stops, right? I wanted to build a secure income, and I wanted to build a big income with no limits. February 10, 1977. See, a lot of people say, well, how did you do all this at first? This was 9 years. You know, we had this business figured out, we thought, okay? This is what we want an RVP to do. You wanted everybody to become an RVP. Then build 7 to 10 first generation. Now we had some people build 20 first, and we said some people build 1 first, okay? But this was just a goal. This was nothing but a number on a piece of paper, okay? But to build 7 to 10 RVPs, and then help them build 7 to 10 RVPs. Okay, look at this. Now you got this thing, but look at it up here if you will. This is the power of ownership. If you build 7, and they build 7, that's 49 seconds, and they build 7, that's 343, that's a total of 399 RVPs. If you made our average sale, that would be $323,000 monthly income, 3.8 annual income. We had some people that did that. And then you could pass that on at death. You know, you could have one of your kids take this business and have a $3.8 million lifetime. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Isn't it? But that's a lot of RVPs, let's say, okay? But just look at this. Now you got that chart here, okay? Now let's say you just did 6. Now that's building an income, a legacy income of $3.3 million. Let's say you did 5. You just did 5. You built 5 and happy people did 5. That's $2.7 million. Let's say you did 4. This is the power of multiplication. That's $2.2 million. Let's say you just did 3. That's $1.6 million. Let's say you just did 2. That's $1.1 million. Let's say you just did 1. Let's say, Gus, you just built 1 RVP, help them build 1 RVP, then they build 1 RVP. That's $553,000. That's the power of multiplication. Is that unbelievable? This is another thing we sold. The power of 3. I told you about me recruiting the Auburn basketball team, right? See, the only way you're going to lose, I'd tell a new recruit, the only way you're going to lose that $100 is not set up appointments, right? You set up me appointments, I'm going to go out and I'm going to sell for you and make you money, and I'm going to recruit and help you build a team, right? And let me show you what my goal is. The power of 3. If we just recruit three. Now see, that's where a lot of people make mistakes. They go out there and say, I want you to recruit 50 people or 20 people, or you got to make this thing feel so easy. It's got to appear to be so easy. It ain't easy. It's not easy to do three, okay? But it's got to appear to be easy, right? See, we learn as coaches, you know, this every Thursday, you know, I put our goals up there. Okay, you got to have short-term goals that you can see yourself accomplishing in 60 days or 90 days. You can't have one of these goals that it's going to take you 10 years to do, right? You just wear out before that. So here's what we did with our part-timers. If you recruit three, just help them recruit three. Then they go recruit three. That's 39 players. Now, that's a really realistic, doable goal. That's $42,000 a year. That's a pretty good part-time income. That's a pretty good launching point to go full-time, right? But let's say you can't do three, that you don't do three. You just did two. Two that did two that do two, just three times. That's $28,000 in overrides. Let's say you just do one. Just do one. You go recruit one. They recruits one. They recruits one. Just three times. That's $14,000. That makes one sale a month. Is that unbelievable? See, that's the way I think you sell the multiplication. I got all these memories and I got all these things in my head, and I'm gonna tell the AOM story on videos, you know. And I'm going to come out with a risk taker. I've already done most of it on Jenny Carter. And I've got all these things in my mind about, you know, who were the greatest? Who were the people that just were the greatest that stood out in A.O. Williams? And what area were they the greatest in? Jenny Carter, in my mind, was the most courageous person in A.O. Williams. I sat down with her, for hours before we started A.O. Williams. And I said, Jenny, are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah, man, look, Jenny, you got four kids at home. Are you sure you want to roll the dice and take this risk? And she did. And look at what she built. 181 RVPs, 23 SVPs, 16 NSDs, 6 SNSDs in 27 states in Canada. 110 people making over $100,000 a year. 4 people making over $1 million. Earning $1.5 million a year. Is that just unbelievable? Now, that don't happen to everybody. But that happened to some of our people. And that gave me hope. Because I always felt like, as I said early on, you're really not a sales leader till you produce a sales leader. You're not a district leader, you produce a district leader. You're not an RVP till you produce an RVP. Okay, you're not a person that's worthy of making $100,000 till you produce somebody to make $100,000 a year, right? And so my theory was, if we had one person, if we had one Jenny Carter that could do what she did with the handicaps she had, not in terms of ability, but just the responsibility of having four babies at home. And how do you field train with four babies at home? How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you run a fast start school? How do you do all those kind of things and have four kids at home, and then you got to do everything you're supposed to in A.O. Williams, and then you got to go home and cook meals and clean up and do laundry? And how you do it? I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. But because I saw people like Jenny Carter do it, then it said, Art, you can do it.